Pei Aleph and Sukkah, Chof Vav Nisan Heitov Shin Mem Aleph, April 30th, 1981, on Thursday. Continued.
So it's the breathing, the taking in of oxygen, of air, that maintains the life in the body. So melee, anything that is maintained through air, through oxygen, whether it is maintained in the form of a balloon, because it's an inflated skin, an inflated vessel, or because of a living being, because it is held up through the area that the living being inhales, the oxygen that he breathes. So mainly, that's not amazing. Omar Abachel, Omar Abachel, Yaakov, Kosotra Meir, Kol Mechitze Sheimen is Beruach, that is held up by Eya. Eya Mechitze. And the Behemo is held up by Eya, because it is held up, the life is maintained. And it is able to stand because of the oxygen, the Eya it breathes. Ikedam the Omar Abachel by Yaakov, Kosovka Meya from Hitzishina, Suya, the other being Hitz. My denial, Ikedan Aya, the root may be made of work. Let's say, suppose he set up as a vehicle for the Sukhe balloons. You can make a big balloon and take for him, or no more balloons, and you will set it up. But the moment they will contract, so they will not involve 10 for him height. So according to Abraham Yaakov, that called the Chitzi Shimon is Ruach, and the Chitzi that is held up by air is no Chitzi, and in the moment the air stops operating, so then the Chitzi collapses. So while the air does operate, so that it's not a good Chitzi, so the male inflated skin, made of wax, a balloon, so it cannot be used in the chitz either. The man told me, the chitz in bed is the ruach. So, you can find it with the man told me, the chitz in bed is the ruach, and the chitz in bed is the ruach, so it's not the chitz. A balloon is not the chitz. The man told me, the rasuy of the other. So only the behemo is not the rasuy of the other. But the balloon, it's held up by area, but it's also the other. So the male, so the male, it's a glechitze. The man of Asuya the other. So Hariyasuya the other. Hariyasuya the other. All right, now we're Rashi. Mishay said, yeah, Samchim la Adveda, Shiyom le Bizi Yadu, Samchim le Adveda, Sheelu lehim na Askon et Tomos. But Eishim, Abun, Zeva Shem Yivok Hanayim, Yodol in the Adveda, Vimitoshay said, Tvom, Aum Rabbi Yehuda Chayish, the Kiyas Amin, the coach means the son of Rabbi Yehuda Chayish. Eker, we shamin abai, lo we shamin abai, ki kam le tolim ke shamin abai. Hod le Chayish Rabbi Yehuda, vi hod le Chayish, hod le Chayish Rabbi Yehuda, hod le Chayish Rameya, vi 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 hod le Chayish Chayish. Kash Rameya, the Kiyas, nehi, the Rameya, the Sukkah, 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 the מסכים לו עם הדין לכיוון ואין עם הכיפור שבתו מסיש שיוחסים תחיל הבד ובד בייסי בייסי זו אישתה וכבור וכבור עשים הכיפור עושה במהל הזו שחושב בו במיד ידו חי גאו ובחיר בין אם אנדום התאים לרמיה משם שם הטיבה בין אם אנדום המשם שם תומוס תבי עם חור של רמיה ודרעי זה מחיצי ורבון ובגוזר שם הטיברח ותומוס תן אגב עיסוק מובן Now, so for Sunday, we should go over, we have to go over the cases. But you have to go over the Gemara that Tesis mentions. The very important cases, it's not that Kesuket Kinyoni, it's other Yodim, Breve, Tumas Gila. You'll have to go over, I mean, you can't understand the Tesis of the Gila and Kera without talking about the Mishnah and the Sefers, the Tesis mentions. And also, the Gemara in Givomes, Daftzal Gimel, and the Sugi of Reve, Daftzal Kokein Gimel.
Yeah. If the section in breath is the beginning of death, then why is it part of the Gemara to ulcer Gimel Kok?
That's right. We are dealing with chaos. Where a person is that this person will become completely resuscitated. Talking of such a case, you know, and we have expert actors and we have all kinds of newsreels and restaurants and everything. We are using remote possibility. So there is no doubt, nothing in the remote possibility, that this person will not resuscitate. There is a possibility, let's say, even if we determine that he has no breath in his nostrils. So there is still a possibility that as a result of the Chil Shabbos, so that person, instead of remaining alive in semi-alive, semi-living, semi-dead state, for 2 minutes, he'll stay alive for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So Chayim Shor is also a difficult one. But only Chayim Shor of fully. But Chayisho, of seven living, seven dead, is not a chance. But suppose there is a possibility, even a remote possibility, that as a result of the Chil Shabbos, will be able to take out the patient who is tachas agal, and take him in an ambulance, and attach a respirator, and there is, 1/1000 that will become resuscitated, then by all means we are looking for the culture. But the Gemara doesn't discuss such a case. But if there is breath in his nostrils, so then our being is considered to be fully alive. If he's fully alive, so even though there is no possibility of resuscitating him, of him recovering, and he'll certainly die within the next attack, or within the next 5 minutes. But if it's a question of extending his life another minute, so we have to be called Shabbos. But if he has no breath in his nostrils, and there is no possibility of resuscitating him completely, the only possibility is of extending his life from 1 minute to 2 minutes, to 5 minutes. And even that extension will not be an extension fully, but instead of it, send it there. So that he's there. However, to take away the Lord, she involves it. So we are able to see that if we take out the thanksgiving while we need that state of sending it in the
extra time.
Shurpei Beis in Sukkah, Chav Tes Nisan Hei Tov Shemem Aleph, May 3rd, 1981, on Sunday.
Tesis, that Chav Beis on the Beis. Shtayim B'ilon, V'achas B'ilon. We discussed, I mean, there is no nothing in it, just in the Pshat. In the Mishnah, what does it mean, Shtayim B'ilon? So, Somach Kakoyis Asuko Rubo B'ilon, Vyosos Vivo B'ilon, Shtei Mechitzis, V'ach Nachas osob liodon be'eretz. V'somach kakoyis asuko ben tzadife, v'higba hadife mimenu l'may lasor oishtayim b'diodon. Oishtayim b'diodon. V'vi adif menu l'may lasor oishtayim b'diodon. V'achas b'iro, hoilu b'minoti l'iro neifeil kakoyis asuko. שיחילו לעמי בסמיך השתיים שבאורץ, אינינו ביונטר, דמשתם יבילו, כך פירת בקונטרס. So I'm going to say, call it a Rashi, so when it says שתיים בילו, it means that he built a floor on the branches of the tree, he built a floor, and then, on the branches he built a floor, and then he built two tfanis, here and here. And then, one day then, so was set up on the karaka, beneath the tree, but it was high enough, so it will stand for him above the level of the floor of the sukkah. This is how Rashi explained. And Teisa says no. That Shtayim Biyon means that he made out of the branches of the tree, he pushed over the on one side, there is one branch here and one branch here, so he pushed them over and he tied them with rope, and that's one effect. And then the branches here on this side, so he also pushed over and joined a number of branches of the tree and tied them with a rope, and that's another deal. Dolimash Mahoch appeared in Shechshe. He died in Hochet and was done in Masur. In other words, there the Gemara discusses the question, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Bimchuda. So the question is, so the Gemara at first said that only the gab of the mechuda is not allowed to be mishtamish, but with the tzdokim of the mechuda you are allowed to be mishtamish. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not only that you're not allowed to be mishtamish on top, on the gab of the mechuda, but even the tzdokim. So you're not allowed to be mishtamish. The daik mehochem the tzdokim asuri. The aluna my love the chok bebilon, the anar beikonim bebilon, the habu tzdokim. Mashma, the Maire, Shoyivon Tfanis Lisuki. In other words, that the Yivon itself are the Tfanis Lisuki. We can show Suke Nismoni, Nismochi our Yivon. We in Konis Bobionte, Zero Shoyavia Hefti Lasrach, the Hemi Kiroshomi. Now there is no Nakhmir Edine. So it's only in the Pshat of Shtayim Biro. So according to Rashi, Shtayim Biro means that he built a floor on top of the branches of the tree, and on that floor he set up tvanis. And according to Teisa, Shtayim Biyon means that he made of the branches themselves, he made into tvanis. The Tanya, Poise Sukkos Reisha Svino, Shape Boris the Price the Reisha Golo, between the Name the Reisha Golo, the machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva is not only in regard to Rei Shasvino, but even in connection with the Sukesh and Asis to Rei Shagolo, there is also a machlekes. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, so in Sukko, Hasuya, but Rei Shagolo is true. The Lurkish in which appears on the Tam is very common. So we learn that on Midab Zion. So Rabbi Tam says that the machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva is only in connection with the Reish Asfino, because it is in the Chitzor Shein Yechilu La'ami, Beruach Mitzuyo Bayam, but the Reish Agolo, so even Rabbi Gamliel will be made there. That is clear. So Jesus says, not like Rabbi Tam, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, even the Reish Agolo, it will be so. Algan Behem, Chir Shakutres, Nosan Vosseis, Albeis Susi, Lieison Kakoyis Asuka, the also the Milo Michitzes, Visichech, Irebu de Pes, Umikan Koshan Kirsha Kuntre, the Mastis de Leo, Kabisomach Sukos, the Karami, Kilperashte. So, the Asian portion, the Ochelabi Mitautil Asrach al Gada Behemo. The MK normally called the Rabiudo, typically, we should be able to Keva, Kilperishes Leo. Because the Gemara says that Chafale, so that way it's a Rebute. Rebute apostles. Why? Because it's Mitalteles. It is Mitalteles. Al Gabi Amito. So So take it when we should name a keva. Keep on his real. Elo, hem tsuko al dalet kandusi. Visom chaleyer haschach. Vihich vishom adeimo. Vioso lo kakioso. Chitzisoso ad ishach. Urechaz lechivo. So there we cannot pass it. A little view day because of Ila Keva, because we tell us all the Amito. Because the Gemara says, Loisho no Lesomach, I will see how the Amito Sheo. So what does it mean? Sihe Algabi Amito, Sihe Amito means Loisomach, Asihe, Rotabai, Algabi say this. So there, it's Yech Lokeva. So, but if he put the Kalka Sukkot on top of the Heimo, so then it's possible to be there for a different reason, because it's in a real Lamed Koshi. So, we saw how it has not, we have the Shema Beimo, Vosso Le Kakioso, and the Tzos Ad Nishan, the Chazer Nishimo, the Neilal, the Nehuyo, the Nehuyo, the Nishtamish Koshi, the Neilal, the Gabi Beheimo Beyom. But, Mashiach came in the case where the whole Suke is built on the Behemo, so then it's Mikalteles on the Behemo. So then we don't, computer doesn't have to resort to the time of in Huyo Koshimo, but it is possible because it's in the Kero. Now, of course, it's no kashim to the Rishenim who explained this review, the case of Rabbi Al Gabi Behemo, where the whole Sukkah was built on top of the Behemo. Because Thesis mentions over there, the Yerushalmi says, that when was Rabbi Yudah passed only from the Kakayas or Kakoyas of Sukkah, up to the Schach is less than the Dvoch. So then it's like a deal of Schuch. Mashe'in came. So then there is a full in the Hefze. Mashe'in came, if the least ten tvochim from the kakoyi sasukot, so to the schach, so then even though it's mitalteles al the amito, so it's also kshira in the rabbi. So that's why Rabbi Yudah has to resort al gadu behemo to the psul of in the koshivo, according to that pshat. Ah, yes.
What's sure with Rashi in Rashi also says the kakoyi sasukot is what is being supported by the two forces.
So this thesis is not in accordance with the thesis pshat of Chachamim, but this thesis is in accordance with the pshat that according to Rabbi Yudah, if it's mitalteles al the amito, even though there is ten tvochim from the kapelis asuka to the schach, it is still possible. So that's why thesis asks against Rashi. Suka oil yeshivo. Mahai time and amo your pencil with suka gabiru. Because you're not allowed mid rabono to be mishtamish gabiru. So as we said last time, so it seems, even though it's only awesome rabono, but seems when someone is either an isra rabono, so when we go according to the Rambam, that is either allowed the raise of the soso, so mele, mid raise it's not for the koshivo. But even according to Ramban, that is not in their love, the Raise. But the Chayte becomes with the Raise. The Gemara Yevone says, V'chol mi she'im v'kayim v'u hachomim, v'im v'al v'hachomim, Kodesh do li mikre, Roshan, amu li mikre, vit mio, him ze Roshan with the Raise. So the Mele, it's in a way of Koshilo. Because the fact is, that the Torah doesn't allow it, doesn't let it, be mishtamish in the Sibir Koshilo. Because if he does, even though he will not be either a specific Israelite, but it becomes a hate Israelite, so mainly it's in the way of Koshiva. And according to the mayor, so when do we say in the way of Koshiva, only when there is a specific Israelite, not when he's not unable to do it because he'll become a hate, or even if he'll be either Lysoso. But Lysoso is a general Isa, it's not a specific Isa. Mashiach can call it Rabbi Yudah as long as he is not able to use it. Because Minatora is not able to use it. Because if he will use it, and the Eber and the Rabbanon, he'll become a Rosh and a Chayt and a Raisa. So that means that Minatora is not able to use it. So Mele, it is possible to Raisa because it's in the real portion. Alright. The Rabbi Yudah Machshir, Bishaloi Soma Hasuka Al Gabayimeh. In other words, that's in accordance with the Yeshiva portion in the previous stages. All right. Now, this involves a million of orders, but it's a very basic Indian. It's a very basic Indian, and even though it involves a million of orders, but it has a bearing, it's very relevant, not only Ligabe Tumaskian, but Ligabe Averis also. Now, we will begin when we can. So in other words, what does the Bria say? Kodobo Shemesh Bewa Chai, a lazy lazy, we did the Misuko, we will be Fahim Mode, we will be passing with the Oyes, we will be Gilly Kev. Now, what does mean with Gilly Kev? So Rashi says, Kiliba Imosu, Kisula, Abeli Shomes, Ancient Gilly Lord of Mitami, the Amilam Bibema and Kasha, the Gilly Mitami, the Madu, the Masel Veil, the Tanya of the Asoka, the Rabbis Gilly. Now, the fact that Rashi mentions whereas the Gemara in Chum says explicitly that Gilul B'Nefek is only Mitamim B'Magim, not B'Maseh, so we discussed it less sheer. In other words, it's a low B'Nei of Gilul Tavis. Alright, but Rashi, all over, every time that the Gemara mentions Gilul B'Nefek, so Rashi says, Gilul B'Nefek means Kisor. Kisor. Then the Gemara in Chum learns it out from the Pesuk of Nikola Sodeh. So that means that the kiso ore is mitami midraise. Kiso ore is mitami midraise. So the kiso ore by itself is mitami. As long as the mess is inside the ore, so if somebody will touch the kiso ore, he'll become tami midraise, even though he didn't touch the mess himself. And according to Rashi, so what is the gelel? Gelel means the covering. The upper board that covers the organ ames and the defect, that's the boards and the zlot and the sides. That's the only thing. Now, so Bishenin raised a question against, first of all, I mean, this, the meaning of the only thing can be discussed in many circles. Tesres, Iksuvis, Dabdalit, in Sanhedrin, Dafnum Zion. I mean, in many sides. And then Rishayim raised a question against Rashi from the Gemara Meit Kotten. Because the Gemara Meit Kotten mentions a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When does the Chiyuv of Avilas begin? So one Tanya says that the moment the mess is taken out from the bias. So the Avelim have to start Avelis. And then another Tanya says, Mistima Sagir. And we pass like the Tanya, it's a machleke between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. We pass like the Tanya, that the Avelis begins Mistima Sagir. So one Tanya says, Mishiyetzim Abayis. That means that comes first, it is Abayis. And the other Tanya says, Mistima Sagir. So according to Rashi, that Gelo means Kisore. Now, the usual thing is that when a mess is taken out from the bodies, from his home, so he is not exposed. No one takes out a mess exposed. So in other words, the mess is placed in the norm, in the bodies, and then they take out the oven from the bodies and they go with the oven to the Bezakwas. So, according to Rashi, now, the Gemara mentions a machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. When does the Avelis begin? So, one Tanya says it begins Mishiyetzim Abayis. That means it begins in point of time a little earlier. And then the other Tanya says Mishiyetzim Abayis. So, it appears from that Gemara that the Tanya who says Mishtimus Agilel, so the Agilel begins later, not with Tzias Abayis. Tzias Abayis, the Agilel does not begin. But according to Rashi, so on the contrary, if it means Mishtimus, if Mishtimus Agilel means Kisore, and when are the craving Mechasegore, before they take out the oil from the vines. So on the contrary, so according to the Tanya that says that Avelis begins with Stinus Agelel, so the Avelis begins in point of time earlier than according to the time that the Avelis begins. That Avelis begins with Yetzias HaMatzis. And from the Gemara it appears there that the Tanya who says that Avelis begins with Stinus Agelel, so according to him, the Avelis begins later than according to the Tanya who says that the Avelis begins with Yetzias HaMatzis. Unless we are going to say that the Gemara has reference to the case where the organ is taken out in the mitzvah, because Bisman Chazal, sometimes the mess was carried in the streets to the Bisakores in the mitzvah on the bed, and he was exposed, he was not even covered in the law. So, in such a case, so the Tanya who said he's still a Sadeira, so he postpones the beginning of Avelis. Masha'im came, if the mess is put in the norm in the bias, and the oil is covered before the oil is taken out from the house. So on the contrary, so then the Avelis begins according to that time. Now even the Ilka said a little earlier. But then it's very strange. So then, since we pass that Avelis begins Mr. Misagiro, according to Rashi, that Mr. Misagiro means the Kiso Oil. So then, so people today don't observe Avelis properly. Because when do people start Avelis? After the mess, the organ is put in the keper, and some offal is dropped on the keper. So then the Avelis begins. According to Rashi, the Avelis should begin long before. Maybe in Hanania, so we don't pass it like Rashi, but according to Rashi, Avelis should begin immediately as the organ is covered. But that sounds strange. I mean, that according to Rashi, so Avelim today don't observe the beginning of Avelis proper, because everybody and nobody starts observing Avelis after the organ is dropped in the kever and offer is placed upon the kever. Now, let's see. So there is a very long ritual on Rashi, but I just want to go over the cases, and then we'll go over the ritual says. So this is Rashi's pshat. This is Rashi's pshat. So Rashi's pshat, the Gelel means the Kisore, and Defek means the Tzdogim, the boards, and the sideboard. But other Shem say, Abnatam says, and this is the stasis, Abnatam says that Gelel means the even that is rolled on the open cap. In other words, the mess is placed in the cap. Whether the mess himself is put in the cap, or the mess who is placed in the norm, and the organ is placed in the cap. So then, when the organ of the mess is placed in the keber, then you put an eved. Today, people don't put an eved; they just put off. But Bisman Agmore, so they used to be like a miore, say here, hallow miore, and then the mess was placed in that open keber, and then an eved was rolled down to on the keber. And the halakhah, and that was says in the keva. So that event that covers the open keva in which a mess is placed, so that's called the event. And the other abundance that support this event that covers the open keva, that's called the event. Now it doesn't make any difference whether you cover it with an event or you cover it with boards, it's the same thing. So in other words, according to Tesis, Gelel is the thing. Usually it was Bisman HaGemara, so it was an Eben. But the thing, whether it's an Eben or a board or whatever it is, so whatever covers the Kever has a din of Gelel. And if somebody touches the thing that covers the Kever, it becomes stopped. Or Kishames Muna B'Kever. manichinu akeva evin gdeo, listin es chalom, vihuni kogeo, ki dimuchav misachas ores, perik desvo, vitnav, as a matter of fact, Teisa says it here. Why does Teisa say here? Not just because the Gemara here discusses the meaning of Gemara. That would be a sufficient reason itself. But there is a deal, Kadar Nishenim Amidayik, from the wash of the Gemara here. We go, Gemara we kept. According to Rashi, the Gemara shouldn't say, we Gemara we kept. We go, Gemara we kept. The Gemara uses the expression, we go, Gemara we kept. So it's a riot, the general is not the kisoi. The kisoi can be even in the house. You place the messy on and then you cover it. We cover it. But if the Gemara uses the expression, the general is kever. So only the thing that covers the kever, not the oven, is called here. Of course, if you use it both, plain both. In covering the kever, so that's also like his phone. Don't you remember? Kishames muna bekever, manich la kever ele, deo nisim es halola, vuhu nikro gever, ki nimu chav misach zoles, deo nisim es halola, mishnechets, ditnan, keili osho, so gever. Here we're talking in the Mishnah, in all the stocks of a bee, not his stone, not a lark. Keili osho, so gever, we kever, bein mutal, tzito, bein imedes, it doesn't make any difference. How he puts up the kevel, whether he puts the kevel in the kevel like this, comes like this, or is it very thick? By placing it in an erect position, it also covers the whole kevel. So, kevel is also kevel, the kevel being without tzidorim, and it's a tomei, and looking like that Pesach. So not only, that way, if there is a halal, the Pesach kevel, the open kevel, is from here to here, and then he puts a stone, a rock, or a beam to cover the open kever. But suppose that rock overlaps on the carpet. So if somebody will touch, let's say, this is connected the open kever, but it's a longer rock or a longer beam. So this part of the beam is placed on the countertop that is adjacent to the open kever. So only the one who touches that part of the beam that is connected, the hollow kever. But, so it becomes something. But if somebody will touch the part of the beam that overlaps, that is placed on the countertop that is adjacent to the open kever, he will not become something. So this is what the Mishnah says. So, Kevesh also. But the part of the beam that protrudes adjacent to the Pesach of the Kever, the open Kever, is not become. The eight times he said to the Oles, Gal Shot Sreyles, Kever. Suppose there is an open Kever, and then he puts on not one big stone. If he uses one big rock, so that itself can cover the whole kever. But suppose he uses a pile of stones. So each stone by itself does not cover the kever, but a number of stones, and it's a whole pile. So there is a lower row of stones, and then there is another row on top of it, and the third row on top of the middle row, and so on. It's a whole galshel shleilus. Gero Nikeva, Hanigea Bisechei Adabo Tvochim Tom. Dibre Rabiuli, Vachachoni Memri, Eim Tomei Yalasei Darapim, Tzorchei Shoker. In other words, according, suppose, you have many stones, or pebbles, or chips, I'm not making a difference. A whole gout, a whole pot. So, according to Rabiuli, let's say, this is the lowermost stones, layer of stones that covers the open kever. And then on top of it, there are other stones, other pebbles. So he can make it as high as he wants. So, when we say that if he makes it, let's say, 10 amos high, a pile of stones, and someone will touch The uppermost layer of stones can become tamei. No, it's only up to a height of dalet rochim. But if it's above the height of dalet rochim, so let's say, if this is where the open cavern is, and so only up to the height of dalet rochim is it tamei. But above the height of dalet rochim, it's not tamei. According to Rabbi, this is what Rabbi says. 1 second. And Chachomim say, no, it's not mitame, the just dalet. It's not mitame up to the extent of dalet rochi. Only the lowermost layer of stones that covers the kever. That's the seder apnim, tzokhishal kever. In other words, you need a certain number of stones or of pebbles to keep the keva covered. But over and above that, even though it's within the height of dalet rochim, is not mitame. Seder apnim tzokhishal kever. Mashma, the mitko geirei, mashe seisi macho. In other words, not tisis. He's saying about that in order to refute Rashi's pshat. Because according to Rashi, so Gero means the kisu, okay. Teisa says no. Gero is the stone or board or pebble, whatever. I mean, it can be anything. It can be a piece of metal, it can be anything. The thing that is placed on the open kever to be seisi in the kever. So, Mashva v'nik or Gero, Mashe seisi, Mashe seisi v'chol, Mashe seisi v'chol. In other words, why does he say Mashe seisi v'chol? Why does he emphasize Mashe seisi v'chol? In other words, suppose the mess, suppose the kever, the open kever is not very deep, and there is no hole above the goof of the mess. Suppose it's not deep at all, and the whole barrier, in the whole kever, is occupied by the mess, by the gufa mess, and between the svas of the kever, and the mess, there is no holotep. So then we don't have to resort to a special transakosu of game of the day, that if somebody touches, or if somebody is mild, so he becomes stomach, because there is alohe, if let's say the kever. Let's say, suppose the kever occupies the mess, occupies the whole hole, and then he puts a certain covering, and there is no, between the mess and this covering, there is no hole ever. So then there is a lot of tumor, tzitza, because so without recourse to a special zakosu of there, if somebody will be mild on top of the mess, even though there is a board that intervenes between the goof ames and the kever, or the hand of the person who is mild, so it will still become tome. But why? Because of tome mitzusa. But suppose this is a board, and there is a mess beneath, and between the surface of the mess, the goof ames, and the board, there is a whole tefach, so then it's a neila chetzis. So if there hadn't been a special transakosu that deal with mitame, so then when somebody will be mild on top of the ball, they will become tome. But he still becomes tome because of his special aloche of deal. That's why Tesis emphasizes. Mashma, the mikko geirel mashe seisi machol. How does Tesis know that there is a hole? The answer is, the Gemara mentioned the resource to a special Zerzakosov of Nikola Sodik. Without this deal with it, without that Zerzakosov, I would say that if somebody will be mild and that event that is rolled on the kever, so he will not be tummy. But why should he be tummy? If there is no hole between the lower surface of the event that covers the open kever and the good families, so then if there is no hole kever, so then it's a tumor tzitzo because we're at this. So why do we have to resort to a special tzitzakosu of Gero? The answer is no, we are dealing with a case where there is a hole. Because usually when a mess is dropped in a kever, So the kernel is very deep, and there is a considerable depth of hole between the upper surface of the mass and the lower surface of the heaven. The lower surface of the heaven. If the heavenly beings are supposed of Gabriel of the Gate, I would say this heaven itself is an Elahates. So if somebody will be mired on top of that heaven, he should not become Tomei. But there is a Lohe of Gabriel of the Gate. So that is it. Alright. Mashba the Nikodeo Mashes is in the hole. Big time in the set, we always say to the Shishi, Shtei Avonim Deli Shalabot Vohi. שאוסון גילו מקבע, המייל על גבי שתי אין תומר. So suppose the קבע is large and it needs two rocks to cover the חלום הקבע. So if he took the two avonim and he covered the קבע with it and then his מייל, so he's done it. ניטלה חסמה, in other words, if here is the open cavern and he put two stones, so as long as he has both stones, so the Gilel is facing the cavern. So then it's Itame. Suppose he takes away one. So the tumi can be eating through this opening. So the Mele and somebody will be mired and the other stone, he will not be tummy. He will not be tummy. Because a tumor is so it is. In view of the fact that there is a whole tefach between the upper surface of the kufanes and the heaven. And mitzad gelel, it can only be mitame if it is safe in the tefach. But if it is open, here it's open, it's a, the mess is exposed, so maybe it cannot be mitame mitzad gelel. So, שתי אבון דילה של אבות רוח יש כדי לקבע אמר, גם שתי אינטומי. לתלך מן על מייל גבי שני אותו יהיה, מפני שיש איתו מדרה שתי יצא. מכל הנמשמע שתחס הדלה כולי חולו. ואף על גבי בפירק בהמם קש, נאף כתום מסגל, אם נחוס אבות ויעשות, ומשמע דין גובר על גבי הגל, ואין מגבור על פניעשות, זינים, גאים מגבורי. כי היי דיגל של צרי רייס, דהי מתומי אלו סדר הפנימי. ודפק הנסגה בכל מוקי עם הגלל, עם הגונים שהגלל משנה לי. כי נקנם פרקי לאורץ, וזהו דפק כשהגלל משנה. So the stones that support the heaven that covers the open heaven. אבל דפק היסטורי. דיפומים מניחים אבן נשמח איסו שהגיר נשנה והיא נקרא דפק דפקי. In other words, the דפק is the mind of the giver. And דפק דפקי is the mind of the mind. Let's say, suppose sometimes, in order to support the avonim, that themselves support the stone that covers the open cavern, so you use something else to support it. Otherwise, it might slip. So that's called David Davidki. So the David Davidki, only the heaven that is mining, the stone that covers the open cavern, is Mitame. But the heaven that supports the David, which is mining of mining, so that is not Mitame. It's all with that. But don't pay the variety. The Gero Mitame, Bimago, Lay. Hey, Hedon. Bishli the Madi. אפשר מהצד, אלו ואייל, מייל, משום גייל, גייל, טייפקלי, משום שעקן הסוסו, ויתן לבינוזי, הפרק עם גודו, אוי בקבר, זוכות הסוסו, יאמינו, תומו בכעס ואילו, בכעס מרדס. ואילו אם אבי צריכך, די, חמס בקבר, די לסה, אם כן הוא ניתן משום גייל, ואפילו כניסה ויהי שמוקים ותומה רוצץ לא ניתן ואין לימה נמי כדי לבין את חרץ מקבר דומה שחוץ מקבר תומי רק אל אבינו אין תומי רק אל הפסח דו דקטון יסייפה אוסו אין שבירו מקבר אין תומי רק אבו את רוחים האם כשנוס בהקבר מיום מתאי בביקורו כנגד הפסח ועד הפוע דקטון היום גיבו דום ידעי בגלל של צרירס לרבי יהודי ומיום מצאים על מימר ואיסטר ומיור על הגיר על הגיר כנגד מחיץ לסכרה שהגיר הוא נחליה ואף על פי שאימאיו כנגד חול הקבר יסתומן משום אימאיו על הגיר ואם אין שום גילר so it's done. Now there is a loche, just as there is a loche of tumor in tzutzo because the ilam, because he redes, that means that if there is no whole tefah between the mess and the board, let's say, so then it's because the ilam, because he redes, so there is also a loche, keda soso, is also because we have this. So even, in other words, if you put it so there, as long as the mess is there, so it has a shame kerososo. And kerososo is also because we have it. So his discussion is, so the melee, why do we need exerasakoso? Or it be kerososo? So why do we need it? Just like, why does the more heavy tell us that there is mitame, is mitame there, but if it's mayor on top of the keber, so even if there is a hole, even if there is a hole between the mess and the lower surface of the heaven, but then it becomes the keber soso, and the keber soso is also the kasvei and the kasvei. So Teisa says, when we have to resort to a special halacha, that the girl itself is mitame be'eyal, where it is mayor ala girl kineged mechitzes hakeva. Not on the keva itself, but the mechitzes hakeva. In other words, if this is the mechitzes hakeva, so if somebody would be mayor here, and the mechitzes hakeva, not kineged hames, so it also becomes tam. Now, the Ritva is that Kashi against Rashi, according to Rashi, that Gero means Kisore, that Gero means Kisore. So how does the Gemara say? Maybe say as well as a baby. We should eat in Pesach Beis. We will be sure. We have blessed him and she is the Magil. Uch Shemais Ham Gamriel Azokin, Mekim Shiyotzen Pesach Beis, Omer Em Rabbi Yeshua, Kapu Mitzich. Because he should be is that the moment the maize is taken out from Pesach Beis, a will start. So, Rabbi Yeshua told them to, told the Avelin of Ham Gamriel to start the Avelis earlier. And we pass like a blessing, not like a mission. The Avila starts only Mishim Stadium. So, only for Kofila or Rizoki, Nira Mikan, she would see a Sabayan, Skidemis, and Skimis Agila, Vimu Kiso Ori, have a Kaden, we see a Sabayan, same place. So, the Epshia shall have no problem showing you, they are giving this tomorrow at some of the game. Or this part he says, then he says, then he says, the near lemah, the hope the hoys, the whole domo aimed out in a mess, the kebra mi kogel, or the mocking shekel in a mess, the omen, had the old bad day fake to be a shashita, or the mocking shekel in a sibi omen. Hagilu vadeite kukipeu shabetam. Ubimkei shon gamriel, hoyone agim veilichi vimito ulikim vigoret. Ustile zagilu eil hubishaskur. Yolo vomru, hova shen midal, viasode, vichabi zio vdeitich. Vihamino, hoche vimideo likever, ulikim zalolu, shekeibrin biore. Stila skiso ove yustile zagilu eil. Umishon maskila veilet divayis. Refuse Rashi. So he says that according to Rashi, he told the parents, sometimes you put a mess in an oven, and then when you come to the sacrifice, you take out the mess from the oven and you put the mess in the keber, not in the oven. And sometimes, so you drop the oven in the keber. You don't take out the mess from the oven and place the mess in the keber. But the oven, the covered oven, is placed in the keber. So when does Rashi say, this is a big Chiddush in Rashi, when does Rashi say that Gedol, that is Mitame, and Skilis Agedol, so called the Reza, and the Paschal Reza, is the moment that is Mechayu Babeles, that is in the mess. If the mess is if the oven is placed in the keter, in other words, if under the sakores the mess is not taken out from the oven and placed in the keter, exposed without it, so then if the oven, the whole oven with the mess in it is placed in the keter, so then the moment you cover. The oven, even though it's still in the house of the Mikdash, So it's become. And then the ability starts. But if the practice of the great need to take out our misaphores, take out the mess from the oil, and put the mess directly in the camera, so then the awareness will only start after you cover the camera, not when you cover the oil. If the intention of the craving of the mishpoche is to put the whole oil in the camera, so then the awareness starts the moment the oil is covered, even in the bites, long before the arrival of the sacrifice, and the oil is placed in the camera. But if the practice of the mishpoche is to take out the mess from the oil and the sacrifice, and to place the mess directly in the camera, so then the avilas will only start after you cover your besets in the camera. So, and in such a case, the kiso oil will not even be mitamei. Will not be mitamei. When is the kiso oil mitamei according to Rashi? Only if the intention is to place the whole oil into the camera. But if the intention of the mishpoche is to take out the mess from the oil and the sacrifice, not to place the oil in the camera, then Rashi will be made that the kiso oil is not mitamei. This is Rashi, the way that it was explained. Mashiach came, Rabbi Tamshit is that even if the mess is not destined to be taken out from the oil, but if the oil is destined to be placed in the kever intact. So even in such a case, the kiso oil is not mitamei, only the stone that is rolled on the open camp. Now then there is a third pshat in Gilead, which is similar to Tesis pshat, but a little different. According to Tesis, so it's only the stone that covers the open cavern that is mitamei. That covers the open camera that is mitamei. There are other Rishayim who say, not after the stone that covers the open camera. Suppose the camera is already sosom, and then you put up in the tzeidah the way it is done today. You put a stone on the camera itself, and the camera is already sosom. So that stone that is put up as in tzeidah, and the camera sosom, is also. According to Rambam and Tesis here, only the stone that covers the kever, the open kever, is mitamei. But suppose you already have a kever sosu, and you put up a matzeve stone as a tzion on the kever, that is not mitamei. According to some Rishonim, even the stone that is set up on the kever that is already soso is also בפיו כושר כולה הוא נקריא לראש נעשס משולה כמה שם כניס תרמסין על הבית, הבית מפור שתיים ודרמי אבל נעים הבית בנהיר ומפור שלא לא שפיגת ומנדו מה שבתו נשמי שבתיב רח יעד עד במנדו מה שבתיב רח נעמה הוקור חבילי מחשב וחייש מכל מוקים הבית על הדרמי וחייש למיס את מוי שכיחה כל שכיחה יש לו לוחוש משבתיב רח לשכיחה לתזמור שכיח תנמיס ביטניה Aber kein Achjai in dieser Kusse. Preis in die Masse, wo Druck nicht an Neue. Und nicht nachher ist sie, wie wir sagen, es mei, Pele in Schwitz, und es doch, und in Anno ist. Ist sie nicht nur der Preis. So wie der Preis, Menschen, im Achleke, für die Mehr und Jude. Der nicht der Menschen ist da. Und die Zeise, im Weitere Mehr. Der Talke, ach ja, in dieser Kusse, so in der Stimmung, ich auch, was ich glaube, ist. הערי תרומו, אוי, מי שנאחר זה יש לכת מייקר, שביל שסתום מכירת מייר, ובניטייר ידי שהוא כוסי אייר, תנסס הוא הסבר את בי קש. Here, we are talking what should one do when he buys wine from the pussy. So the implication being that there is no problem in drinking wine of pussy. But the Chachonim Mordezer, and the Yain of Pussy, the Shimrim. So the Chachomim, we learn it the whole. So the Chachomim ordains there the Tein of Yain Eser. So the standing of the Kusi, even according to the Tanoim, the Kusi Gerenesim. So he's also. So he can't have a problem of Tumis and Maestres, because he's not allowed to partake of that wine anyway, because of Stam Yeinom. So how does the Mishnah discuss how to solve the problem of Tumis and Maestres? Even when he solves the problem of Tumis and Maestres, it will still be also Mishnah. So Teisa says, no, it can be applied to the case of the entire Yeinish of Kusi, because there is Aloche. There is a loche of mitaya yin shol yitchof. In other words, even though the Chachamim hasar yain shol nochi, but it's only yain shol nochi that was handled by an akum. But suppose an akum owns the yain, but the akum doesn't touch it. Only Jews touch the wine. So then the yain is not be seen. In other words, it's all right to give hashgoche on wine that is made by goyim, as long as it is arranged that goyim don't handle the wine, only Jews handle the wine. So that's called hamitayer yeni shalach. So Teisa says that this price and this mishnah of avikia yain is hakusim, which implies that once we solve the problems of tumis and maestres, so then the yain of kusim is muta b'siyeh, but the chachomim aser. Yain of Kusim, and they declare the Yain of Kusim is Yain Eser. But suppose the Yain of Kusim is watched, so that the Kusim don't handle it, they don't move it, they don't handle it. So in such a case, Mitzad standing on it wouldn't be awesome. But here's the problem of Kusim Mais. Ustomik Remeo, Mitaya Yemisham Kusiai, or Yikin Yemisham Kosual Yeno, before the Takon Eshachon. Now that relates to the second tenet. King Shigos Ayin. So that is all right, King Shigos Ayin, according to Tanoim, who say that Kusinja everything. So they were regular Jews, but according to Tanoim, that Kusinja Away say, so Stam Yeinom was Osea, even in the early days. So he says, "Efshar b'chegos v'alimel shol nochim," because Stam Yeinom, when was the takone of Stam Yeinom enacted? The takone of Stam Yeinom was enacted by the Nir, the Gemara says, and Stam Yeinom by the Nir, as early as that. The takone and the Yeinom shol Kusi was elected much later in the days of Rabban and Rabbas. So this is in the first. Oy kingdom she goes while you. So that is all right if we say that Kusim did everything. So only in the later generations the Chachom Masad the Yain. But if we say here, how you say? So the Yain of Nochrim is Oser as of the days. Of the Nir, even before Shammai and Hillel. So the Mishnah could not deal with the days prior to the days of the Nir. So, Mikomo Kenefshe Adr, she goes to our Hillel Shal Nochim, we go to our Shal Kusim, Kim the Kusim Abrizore, Yezer Mishal Nochim, we marzikim Tiro Shedersam, Adr Pishe goes to our Piton, we came to Mandoma of Israelis, goes to our Piton, we go to our Hillel, and she goes to the Mir. If they come to the home. So this says that if they come to Mandoma, that Kusim Gera always say, but when the Nia was Gezer, and the Yain of Nochim, or when Shaman Hiro was Gezer, and the Yain of Nochim, so then they were only Gezer, and the Yain of Nochim, who were in the Abizor, Mashiach in the Kusim. So they were not in the Arizal. Then, in the later generations, in the time of Rabban and Rabbase, so again, they found a number of Kusim who again reverted to Arizal. But in the early days of the Tanoim, so the Kusim were not in the Arizal. So, in Mele, even a according to Mandola, the Kusin Gere Yahoise. So revealed and accorded by the mayor. So the Yain of Kusin, so it was not us. So the Mishneh has reference to those days. But so the Mishneh discusses the problem of Tumis Mayim. Shnei Mugin Shami Yosin Lahavdus. Be'erev Shabbos Bin Ashmoshes. Ayurek in Gitone Bidisekte. Alikei Achyayim Bin Akusim Be'erev Shabbos. V'yishochach Lahavdus. V'yumun she'shochach Hachikim Shayim. Hachikim Shayim here, Tesis means, says a Chobim. He doesn't mean Shkir. Sometimes Shayim means Shkir. But here, when Tesis says, V'yumun she'shochach Hachikim Shayim. So Tesis means, Vadayim Shabbos. That means says a chol. We won't say shochach hachivim shayish. We came after we Christ the shame osa. Ki di mucha v'chamotuchte. We intakone v'teru v'shabes. So we insert the amun perkiro. Teru mucha nu yitzul shabes. Shimo va mitikne misuko. Ufeik v'sheher sheh hoiso behimmo. Behem teitru no teber. V'ashoshi. Osa v'feoko. V'o imistabra v'meima. V'chol hane rabbi yuzo v'rabi yitzi v'rabi shimu v'asre. V'eili. V'amrino. פרקשי לבריצה, המעשה, בשבל בשביל כאי אוכל ובגד ויוכל, ומשמע נאמר פרקנזות עם דעשה נאמר כרמיה. So the question is, how can it be mafrish? There is an answer to take off maestres, pulis of maestres and Shabbos. There is an answer. So we have to apply this mission and this price of Lakiach Yayin Isakusin to be Nashmoshes before Tzitzak. Mashiach came, it's already after Tzitzak Kodim, so then he is not allowed to be Kiryas Hashem. But if it's been Ashmoshes, so then the Chachomim allowed him to be Kiryas Hashem without making an actual apostle. In other words, there are two kinds of apostles, because the Mishneh says in Mamadukim, we say it every Friday night, Sofi Hashem or Sofi Kiryas Hashem. So, a master of Sabbath. So, but I cannot take off my stress. So that means even in Ashmoshes before this Akhobim, you're not allowed to take off all of my stress. So that, Tesis says, means only actual person. When you're mamish partners, when you take off, let's say it's the Truma, let's say 158 from the crowd, with your hands, or you take off, you pour off in the Kaelin, let's say 150th, 2 rugin out of a 100 rugin barrel of wine, or you pour off 10 rugin mice. So that you're not allowed to take off the Ashmoshes. So, Kikhashecho, a Yasra Mesavada, even before Tzitzak Kodim, Mamish Akhoshe, real Akhoshe, when you pour off the tumor of the mice, the Ashmoshes, you're not allowed. But here, the mayor doesn't say that you pour off, he only verbally, he is mafrish, he is Kiryas Hashem. Shnei Mugin Shal Yosin Lehafriz, Harein Tumo, Asom Maisavishim. Does he pour off the 2 Mugin? Does he pour off the 10 Mugin? No, he doesn't pour off anything. But he lets it stay in the barrel. But he is Kiryas Hashem. And then, after Shabbos, he'll pour off, and that will retroactively be determined as the Trumo, as the Maisei, a retroactive. But on Shabbos, he doesn't make an actual apostle. He is just Kiryas Hashem. So, in other words, so because of Kovid Shabbos, because of Sude Shabbos, one is allowed, the Nashmoshes, to be Kiryas Hashem, Trumo Maisei. But after Tzitzak Kovid, even to be Kiryas Hashem is not allowed. The Nashmoshes, to be Kiryas Hashem, we say that Sude Shabbos is allowed. Basheim came, Echula Foshe, even in Ashmoshe is not allowed. Because that's the Mishnah in the Madrikim. Sofik Hashem, Sofik Hashem, or in Asma Zavala. This is what it says. Umashman Tekan Zofik Asma Karabia. We are Mishon Lebecha, we deny Shalos in the Afris. Lo Yoro, we can't say Afro, we take it. We will buy the name of the Yay. Eloshe should be Yay. Give me the Afris. The Yay, name my Sashemi, Bitzvene. It doesn't deal. The Mishnah in my or the price that he cited here does not have reference to a case where it's still before Shkiyah, but he doesn't have enough time, let's say, it's 1 minute before Shkiyah, it's 2 minutes before Shkiyah. So, to mamish pour into a bottle, 2 rugin, 10 rugin, so then it will already be after Shkiyah. Because if the Mishnah, the Brahis had reference to Yehi, but he cannot make an actual apostle, because that will take some time. So why does the Mishnah say that he has to rely on Yatri Hashem, but he cannot think be Kiryam Mokeh? Let him be Kiryam Mokeh. Or like to Mamish Paul, that will take time. So it will already be Shabbos. But just to be Kiryam Mokeh, to say in the southern corner of the barrel, in the northern corner of the barrel, the two looking at the bottom southern corner of the barrel, so it should be two more, that will not take a lot of time. So the Mele, why doesn't Rameya say that he should be Kiryam Mokeh? And Rameya only says, Luke Shamiosi will have his having two. So in other words, he is Kirei Hashem on the basis of what he'll be Matfish after Shabbos. Apparently, he is not allowed to be Kirei Amoki, because Kirei Smoki will be considered like an actual Aposhe. And an actual Aposhe is also the Nashmoshes. An actual Aposhe is also the Nashmoshes. Only Kirei Hashem, where the final Aposhe is not realized yet, and the final Aposhe is postponed till after Shabbos, that is Mutar. The Kri Hashem is Mutar in Hashmosh. The Mishnah's reference to the case where he forgot to take off Maisres, and when he realized, when he reminded himself, so then it was ready after Shkia. But before he said Chol, Elo Sheshocha bin Hashmosh's Hayom. The Oza Lahapus, Kiriknam Kirikma Blinkin, Son Kashir and Masa Sabade. So, and to be Kiriya Mokei, say that the two looking at the bottom of the barrel in the top corner, so should be true, that's like an actual loss. That is also the Nashmosh. But what is Muta bin Hashmosh? Just Kiriya Shem, where the actual approach is yet to be realized after Shabbos. So the Kiriya Shem itself is Muta bin Hashmosh. Va'ar, upeleis, titamtere mavrikim tzokashir maznavadai, upeleis kusi vadai, te'ahol gadam yutresh nirishoch, lalu kishtu yashu v'nase, korou, techim yichsi v'raisim, yizazirei. So in other words, Tzotetze says that yayin of kusim, unlike yayin of amoretz, so it only requires a portion of Rabbonon, because they are more masculine, but Yain of Kusim requires a portion of Vada. But Gemara says that the Kusim are Zoya and Maestres. So what Gemara means, the Kusim are Zoya and Maestres, that they themselves will not partake of the club unless they took off Maestres. But the Kusim don't care for the Kneiver. So the Melee, when the Kusim sells Yain to Israel, so then, it can be presumed that Maestres were not taken off. Taken off. Hanukus Masumas, the whole thing was the rising of Israel. Hanukus is ready to wear him. I will eat your Hashanah with Nina. The Dashino Kipashti, whom she gave to us, a king and a lady, Namu Haishi. The Havu is one shall retain. In other words, because many Tanoim say, we learn it from whom, that every mitzvah, every Yisrael that is written explicitly in the Torah, so the Kusim are Zoya. So the question is, how can we be Chayshim, the Kusim, that the Yayin that they sell to Israel, so they do not think of Kusim Israel, but they believe in Kusim Israel. And the Torah says that the Kusim Israel belong to the Kayin, to the Levi. Now, if they don't think of Kusim Israel, so that in effect it means that they gazel from the Kayin and the Levi, and they are not Choshut on something that is written in the Torah. The answer is, they rationalize. They believe that the Issa Gezel applies only to Imoni Sheish Tukim, where there is a Imoni that has a private owner, private property. Masha'im Ki, Imoni Hashepet, like Trumo and Maisea, it doesn't belong to any specific owner. It belongs to the Sheish in general, to Kahanim, it belongs to Levin. So, they believe that the Issa Gezel doesn't apply to Moshe Yodin. Not that they are right, Al-Fidin, the Issa Gezel applies it to Moshe Yodin. But according to the beliefs of the Kusim, So there is no isagezo in taking away, in withholding the Torah and the myself from the Kayam and Levi. How many we know? The Havalei, Moshe Levi, Vei, Mishim Beruka Chelk, Vei, Kidashim Tei Kasek Asapeli, Asate Asei, V'yochalto, V'yoneiche, V'yoneiche. So the Mele, they rationalize, and they say that since they are going to sell it, so the Mele, they don't have to give the Tumas and the Maizas to the King of Levi. If the Likhashay, So there are different levels. In other words, after Tzitzak Chobi, one is not allowed to the Rabbanon to be Kiri Hashem, even though there is no extra question. Before Tzitzak Chobi to be Kiri Hashem, so you are allowed. But to be Mamish Mafis, to promote the Tumah Maizres, so with Ashmoshes, you're not allowed. And to be Kerea, and to be Kerea, Mokim, let's say, Betrayne, that's considered like an extra apostle. The Chayka, Kavni, Tone Hochem, 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 so when the Mishnah in Mai discusses a Peres that someone bought, that the Chodah bought from the Moretz, so the Mishnah says, let's just suppose he bought an Arab Shabbos, payers from the Moretz, and then it's already been Ashmoshes, so he wants to do, so what should he do? So he's allowed to take off Maestres of Mai, because Sofik Hashecho, he masks a lot of time. But Mai, you're allowed to be Maestres. And there, the Mishnah only mentions Maestres. The Mishnah does not mention Truma. In the Mishnahis in Mai, where the Mishnah discusses the problems of a person who buys payers from Amoretz and Shabbos, and it's already been Ashmoshes, so the Mishnah also mentions this Eitzel of taking off Maestres. So there the Mishnah only mentions that he takes off Maestres. The Mishnah doesn't mention that he takes off Tumah. Here, in this Mishnah, so the Mishnah says also Tumah. Shnei Rugin Shabbosim La'afri Sa'arim Tumah. Why? So this gives a very simple reason. Because they only discuss Likei HaPeres Ma'amoretz. So Reb Amoretz asking. But they are, the Miut Amoretz only sells in Maestres. But even the Miut Amoretz only sells in Maestres, are only sells in Maestres, not in Tumas. So that's why the Mishnah is in Mai. So discuss only Maestres, not Tumas. Because the Chachonim were not misaking that Likei HaPeres Ma'amoretz should take off Tumas. Mashalikin here, the Mishnah discusses the Kiyah Yayin the Akusim, and the Kusim Achoshu to sell Yayin that was not Nuser, and of which Tumah was not taken off. So that's why the Mishnah mentions that there has to be Kiyah Hashem of Tumah as well. The Chayyam and Tonah Ochek Tonah Shachas Mai, Kamitim Shoter, Abu Ghodit Mai Metonet, Hanidoch, ובתבו ודאי תונה תחום הגדלת ובתבו ודאי תונה תחום הגדלת מה שאין כמימי ולנח של המורת על תחום הגדלת ועוד מתונה הוכל למוחו ולוי גבי ולוי גבי תבו ודמי גרזיין וגבי מזן עם חברי לקטון הוסון שאני עושי להפרוס למוחו אבל במוחו so how is it that here, the Mishnah of Mikiyach Yayin Misakusim, so the Mishnah says, Shnei Rugin Sham Yosif Lahafis. It doesn't say, Sham Yosif Lahafis Moch. Because Mocho would be Shabbos. Now, here we are dealing, so this is explained, here we are dealing with Vada, and to take off Maestres actual Afkoshe, or Vada, and Shabbos is also. Is also. So how can we say, how can we say Shnei Rukin Sham Yosif Lehafchis Mocho Min Shabbos? He's saying it Friday night in Ashmoshes. So Mocho would be Shabbos. Shabbos you're not allowed to be Mafchis. So that's why he says Sham Yosif Lehafchis. When will the ultimate Ashmoshes take place? On Sunday after Shabbos. But he cannot say Mocho because we are dealing with Vada. So he says, Mishum the Mizanim, Chaveh, there the Mishnah in Mai discusses a situation. Suppose Ruvein is an Amoretz, and Reuben invited Shimon, who is a Chover, who is Zoyer Maisres, to his house to eat with him. But Shimon knows that Reuben is an Amoretz, he's Choshev Maisres, so he cannot eat, partake of his Sude. So in Mele, he has to take off Maisres, otherwise he might be Nichshel in eating something of which Maisres was not taken off. So the Mishnah discusses that case. So they are he deals with only with what the chover will eat in the house of the Amoretz and Shabbos, and the chover only wants to be sure that whatever pears will be served and the Sude Shabbos will be Yerusha. So Mele, whatever is for the purpose of being Misake, the pears that will be eaten on the Shabbos, so an actual afroshe is muter in my. Mashenke, the other Mishneh doesn't mention the mocha, because there he wants to be sacking even the parents that will not be eating on Shabbos. So it's also actual afroshe on Shabbos of parents that will not be eating on Shabbos is also written in my. And if she needs to sack his amazer, Hakel Basakas and Tom Leboho, would say, he was a lot. We had the Amun of Yerushalayim with Perizayim, did mine. The Bjerna I have with Nai Bada, show Rabhia Rabbe, man we sack the Shabbos. Omle, we mantil ma the Yire, as Adi Sherem, a Rekecho Klayom, in a few of the Shabbos. Perez, Perush, Nai Bada, is Hoy of the Temple Bada, she is no, me ever Shabbos, Mashani osig lehafkis yehemi maise alme behemi bishop. So we see from the head. So there, Rabbi Yannai had the same problem. It was Ben Ashmoshes Friday night, and he wasn't miaseh the parents that he's going to eat on Shabbos. So he was kerei Hashem, and he asked Reb Chiya Rabbi what to do. So Reb Chiya Rabbi advised him to be kerei Hashem. So we see that as long as there is no actual afkos, as long as there is no actual afroshe, and it's not after Tzitzak Chovim, it's before Tzitzak Chovim, Bina Shmoshes, you're allowed to be Kerei Hashem. That's what we see. But on Shabbos itself, to make the actual afroshe, that's not, even Bina Shmoshes not. Uktzastein Rebi Ubi Yisharabo, Rabi Yalai Kufi Maasa Nekele Nebeis, Yisharoi Bina Mukev, Vikor Hashem, Vifriz Bishabes Bina Mukev, so there he morning he vomits, told the story of Rabi Yalai, So he had parents, so Ben Ashmoshes, so he says, V'kor Hashem, V'yifriz B'Shabbes, V'yifriz B'Shabbes, Min Amuke, Ki Yud Yerushalmi. So we see that he made an actual Hafkoshe on Shabbos itself, but we see from the Yerushalmi, we see that he doesn't have to make an actual afroshe on Shabbos. He just has to be Kerei Hashem, Ben Ashmoshes, and that will be enough. So, Vishemo, Hahu Haved Reishen, Vakata Ligoda, Isho, Iname, Hoyo Tzorich, Likule, Kante Lipere. So in other words, that in Yimones, he had to have, there it was mine, and he had to have the whole crop of the Peres, he had to eat on Shabbos. So Mele, he was allowed to be Mavkis on Shabbos. The Masna al-Badai Shemiyat Chaveren. So in other words, the reason as to why he had to be Mavkis on Shabbos to make an actual afroshe, because there it was Peres, that the Oris of Rabbi Yannai was supposed to have delivered to Rabbi Yannai before Shabbos. And Rav Yanai was waiting Erev Shabbos for the Oris, and there was a delay. The Oris didn't show up, so he became late. So then Rav Yanai decided that he'll be Kerei Hashem. He'll be Kerei Hashem on those parents, and then when it was delivered, so then he made an extra effort. So really, they must know Mashiach. Al Badai Shiyan Chaverish. He said, "Roshan Yehudim, my Doma, Mabim, my Badai, my Oda Masna Al Doma Shem Yeshusim, Badai Masna Al Doma Shem Yeshusim." Veode Yehir Hashem Hocher Lituras Maisel. Veloi Gabi Teini Tevo. Veilu Gabi Mizamim Vahid My Ashkham Shu Kerei Hashem Lituras Maisel. How is it that here the Mishnah doesn't discuss that he has to be Kerei Hashem and Tumas Maisel? He just discusses but Thomas Weiser, the Mishnah doesn't, the Price, the Mishnah doesn't discuss. And over there, the other Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses Thomas Weiser as well. Uvahid Mai, Ashkechon, Shukere Hashem with Thomas Weiser, Mishum, the Gabid Mai, the Maschon, the Mishalei, is Misakina Weiser, Kidlecha, Avokan, Shuvadanzoik, Ritten Levi. So, Mimele, so why should he be misaken with Thomas Weiser? Because in the Mishnah they discussed Mal, so Reva Mor is master. But, so neither I say he doesn't even have to be Cheshish. But neither Amor he has to be Cheshish because of the Minut Amor is not Meister. So because of that he has to take off Meisters. But he's not the Chuyer. When someone is Mekeach Pirz Mamoretz, so he has to be Mafrish Meister. But the Meister that he's been married, that he's Mafrish, he doesn't have to give it away to the lady. Because that's only Shaitan to the Mamoretz, giving it to the lady. So we rely on Rova Mamoretz Vasa. But regarding the Yisar Tevo, so that's Hobo, so the Chachomim on Misakim should not rely on Rova Mamoretz Vasa. But, so the halacha is Gabi, the Kiyah Pirz Mamoret, he just has to be Maiseh, to take off Maiseh. But then he eats it himself. He doesn't have to give it away to the lady. Masha'inkin, here we are dealing with the Kiyah Kaimbis and Kusin. So the Kiyah Kaimbis and Kusin, so they are, with the Einseh is Mechuyah to be Maiseh. So there is no law. So Mele, he'll have to give away the Maiseh Rishay. The 10 rugim that will ultimately pour off after Shabbos, they'll have to give way to the lady. So why should he be Kerei Hashem and the Thomas Weiser? Let the lady worry about that. Right now, his immediate problem is that he should be allowed to partake of the rest of the ayin. So by being Kerei Hashem, and 2 rugim and 10 rugim, so Mele he'll be allowed to partake of the rest of the wine. And then, after Shabbos, he'll pour off a certain portion of wine, and that will be determined retroactively as the Truma, as the Maiseh. But why should he be Kerei Hashem and Thomas Maiseh? After all, the 10 rugim that on Sunday he'll pour off in a bottle, as Maiseh, that bottle with the 10 rugim of wine, he'll have to give way to the Levi. Let the Levi walk, then the Levi will take off 1/10 of the 10 rugim. So, and give it to the king. But he doesn't have to do it. Mashiach came the Mishnayis that discussed the problems of Mai. So if Mai does not have to be given away to the lady, the Maiser of Mai does not have to be the lady. So Mele, he wants to eat everything himself. So Mele, the Mishnah tells him that he should be Kerei Hashem and the Thomas Maiser also. Lohe Lukotone, Hoche Maisa Pitzveni Vibreli, Kitonic Abid Mai, Mishim Kriya Smokim Kav Koshe, Utam Pil Mabrikin Zom Kashere Masa Zavada, Abo Masa Zav Mai, Umas Nisim Dina Shmoshe, Lohe Namo Lukotone Hoche Mechalo Amoiz, Kitonic Abid Mai, Lukotone Umeichal Mishayis. So I mentioned last time in the Shia, that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tasters. Rashi explains Umeichal in the sentence is the Chalim. But Heitzle says, Meichal doesn't mean Michael. Meichal means he begins to drink. He can immediately start drinking the wine. So Michal is not mentioned here. Why isn't Michal mentioned here? So he says, the Lohoche, Namu Ketone Hoche Michal Amoy, Zitone Gabi Mai, El Ketone Omecho Vishense, Vayu Masko Vishense, Di Michal Amoy Vishense, Reis Michal Amoy Zitone Vichule. Vei, Kam Yomar, Shalos. So here he doesn't say Michalel, because after all, After all, here he might even be interested in taking the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, and Sunday when he pours off the rugin wine, a certain number of rugin wine, I mean 9 rugin wine as Maisa Sheni, so then he'll take a coin and he'll be mechalek the 9 rugin Maisa Sheni and the coin. But why does he have to do it now? He doesn't have to do it now. So and then he says something else, that in order to be mechalel Maisa Sheni, so you have to be able to pinpoint, to earmark, to identify what pages are Maisa Sheni. Now, since here he was not giving a bokeh, which portion of wine is Maisa Sheni? He says, the 9 rugin that I will pour after Shabbos, that will be Maisa Sheni. But right now he cannot pinpoint, he cannot earmark and identify and say, this portion of wine is the Maisa Sheni. So anyway, in order to be Mechale Maisa Sheni, you have to be able to identify and to earmark the clearance. But if you know there is Maisa Sheni in the wine, but which portion of the wine is the Maisa Sheni, you don't know, it's undetermined. It will only be determined after Shabbos, when you pour 9 rugin of wine into a bottle, so mele, until it is determined, and he can pinpoint, he can identify the Maisa Sheni, the exact portion of Maisa Sheni, so he cannot be mechal. So since he was not kibbeh bokeh to the Maisa Sheni, because Amvada, you are not allowed to make a natural Hose, only to be Kereshem, so mele, he cannot be mechal. So in other words, so that will be Kashi against Rashi, because Rashi says that Mechal means Mechal Maisa Sheni Shiyoch Mechalei Umechalei Bzicha Umoi Sheishus Abesei. But right now he cannot pinpoint the Maisa Sheni, it's not determined. So how can he be Mechal? So that's a Kashi against Rashi. Oh, they come the Omash and Yosef Lahav to stop when you come to the Mokim Yitzvei, when you pray in Yochel Chau, the time you accept my Sashem, Shebechim Yitzvei Mechul Al Yisra Zeh, when you come to the Mokim Yitzvei in the Brain, that Pshim Neim Yaakov Hashem, and we can be Mechal Al Moitz, the Chachonim, and we pass by the Chachonim, at Shem Yitzvei Yitzvei Yitzvei, who might say also, who the Rav Shem Amur, and Yisra Vini, Shem Yitzvei 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 The chiyuv was not valid. Why? Because we couldn't pinpoint the Maisa Sheni. The Rav Shimon Abba Yomar Kov Hashem, Yomar Elodavke Kishoma Besecho. So that's also like identifying and earmarking. Because if he says Besecho Maisa Sheni, so it means in the middle of the bow. Besecho means in the center, in the middle of the bow. So that's considered the according to Rav Shimon earmark. But in the case here, where he didn't earmark at all the Maisa Sheni, he just left it undetermined. Whatever 9 rugin he will pour off after Shabbos, so you have Shimon will be made that he cannot be mechal. Hoimer, Trumas, Kriza, Besechon, Pros, Maisa, Besech, Shimon, Kom, Shem, Yvot, Rav, Maon, Yidavke, Shimon, Besechon, Yivashma, Ben, Zosin, Yikov, Ben, Mokin, אבל בירושל נעלות האם התרומס בן שישי משמע בפסיכה לאו דווקא לישון פירשתי. So, from Yerushalmi's mashma, that according to Rav Shimon, one can be mechaler. Maisa Sheni, one can be mechaler Maisa Sheni, even if it's not yet. So this is what we have to say, according to Rashi. In other words, when Rashi explains that mechal means mechaler, the question is, how can it be mechaler? The answer is, Rashi will hold that this whole price accords with the view of Rav Shimon, that you can mechal and notice Maisa Sheni, even Maisa Sheni that is not young. And since Rav Shimon is mentioning that price, alright, Abba Tanoim are also mentioned, so the Abba Tanoim were Achilik and Rav Shimon on the question of Tvere, or whether Achilik Shimon is a name, but they agree with Rav Shimon on the question that you can be mechal. Maisa Sheni and Moyes, even if the parents Maisa Sheni are not young. Alright.
Pei Aleph and Sukkah, Chavav Nisan Heitov Shin Mem Aleph, April 30th, 1981, on Thursday. Continued.